whoever will provide money for the refugees or for the IDPs, because it's not clear to me whether this money will go to for the refugees or for the IDPs in Mali. In any case, it's certainly good news on the humanitarian point of view. Currently, we have launched an appeal for Mali, which does not even include the refugees outside of Mali, and this appeal of $230 million is less than 42% funded as of 3 days ago. I don't think it has not sent very much. And also, the UNHCR has launched an appeal, which is for the refugees of Mali in Niger, in Burkina Faso, and Mauritania, for a total which is over $150 million. And at this stage, they had only about 23% of this which was funded.
How many refugees are there fleeing Mali, and how many of those refugees are internally displaced?
For the refugees, the official number of refugees registered by UNHCR in Mauritania, Burkina, or Niger altogether is about 205,000. To this, there was an announcement made in Algeria in March of about 30,000 refugees from Mali in Algeria, which would bring the total to more than 230,000. And informally displaced person, it's extremely difficult to know, but we have about 58,000 IDPs registered in several areas in the southern part of Mali. And there is an estimate, which is quite old, because it's 2 months old now, of more than 100,000 IDPs in northern Mali.
And these people who are leaving northern Mali and coming to southern and arriving in southern Mali, what kind of challenges are they facing?
Most of these people right now are living in host families. This is why it's relatively difficult to identify them. There are programs distribution of food and other sources of assistance, both to the IDPs and their host family.
What is the direct relationship between these refugees fleeing northern Mali and the security situation in both northern Mali and the surrounding areas?
When they move to other countries, they arrive there. Most of them are completely destitute. Some of them have moved with some of their belongings. Actually, in Mauritania, for example, all of them are in a refugee camp. I don't think that it has a direct impact on the security situation in these countries.